He says home enough. I should have.
Yeah, he wasn't really like pulling, you know, trying to get tricky there.
Pretty direct.
So yeah, hip hop brick by brick kind of shaped really a lot of who I am, Brian. You know, been a fan of Iggy.
I've heard, it's funny you were saying that, I've heard Iggy Pop talk about his songwriting before. He's just like, well, you know, I'm no Bob Dylan.
So yeah, very, very astute of him to recognize that.
Yeah.
You kind of get your limit. You know, I'm with that, kind of knowing your limitations, right?
Yeah, and then he added something like, you have to have a song under 25 words, and I forget the reason. It was something to do about writing into some show that he used to write into or something. Whoever did the show used to say, keep it 25 words or less. So
right.
he was like, I'm going to keep my songs that way.
It's probably good life advice.
Yeah, maybe. 25 words or less.
I could have used some of that a long time ago.
All right.
So what do you think? You want to take one?
Good stuff. Sure. We have Todd Erickson, Dave Harrison, and Linda Viennes here. And yeah, we could... sorry we're missing that mic there, Linda, but we could hear you good. We could hear you.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Sounded really nice.
All right, so hey, Brian, would you like to hear another cover, or would you like to hear an original False Positive song?
Whatever you guys want to do.
All right, I'm going to do an original False Positive song.
Sweet.
All right.
Can I ask you one favor?
Yeah, sure.
Can we just move this whole operation that way a little bit?
No.
We're going to sneak Linda into the... Lindsay's got to be into the live stream.
Ah, now I can see her.
Yeah.
All right, right on. We all good now?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so, you played... you played Leaves a Mark already, and here is that song, but done acoustic here in the studio with you, Brian.
Okay, so it's going to be way different, so don't complain.
All right. Are we ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
All right, here we go. Leaves a Mark.
Years old and on his own, her kid knows it's no joke. His friends behind him got a knife up to his throat. Betrayed, afraid now, the kid's gonna talk his way out of here. What the kid gets out in one piece, because he never shows no fear. But it leaves a dad's got him on the wall, way up off his feet, 'cause somehow he'll kick his ass the day he turns 16. That's how he will tell him what it's like to be a man. But he leaves him well before all that, and they do the best they can. That you can't see. a lesson not forgotten easily. It fades away eventually. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Woo! Woo! Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Buddy.
Nice job.
I think I enjoyed that better than the studio version.
Hey, whoa, hey, look out. Brian, I got the producer.
Look out!
Brian, I got the producer here. You're going to hurt his feelings. Don't do that.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I got to do my legal, guys.
Oh, yeah. Do your legal.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravy Show. And you're listening to Todd Erickson and Dave Harrison with Linda Viennes live right here on the Crash Course for the Ravers. What's next, guys?
I think it's back to Todd's course.
Yeah, I was thinking keeping up with the Iggy Pop theme.
All right.
So
I love Iggy.
Love Iggy. And again, kind of this record, you know, being what it is to me. Like, it was a personal thing. So do you remember... So 1987, Appetite for Destruction comes out.
Right. Right?
Changes everything. I mean, Jesse and Casey...
Made me get a tattoo.
Shake the faith, right? We have our pre-Appetite era and our post-Appetite era. They literally, when that record dropped, it was a game changer for us. And Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses and Slash... play guitar and bass on Brick by Brick. So that producer, smart enough, Don was, smart guy, says, yeah, I'm going to get some cats to get around Iggy and kind of, you know, rock this shit up. Sorry. You see, I have no filter. It's terrible. Working on it.
Just roll over it.
So anyway, this song, it says everything you need to know about pop songwriting and just brilliance in the studio and everything about it. So if people out there in your world that, you know, haven't checked out Brick by Brick, it turns...
Well, I knew Home.
Yeah. So
I don't know what else I know on
you're
it.
You're going to know this one,
you're
too.
You're going to know this one.
You're going to know this one, too.
And we'll just let it be, okay? I'm going to take a little sip of water because I'm super parched. All right.
Right? Yeah. Todd, Dave, and Linda. Oh, yeah.
Told you.
It's a rainy afternoon, Somerville, Massachusetts. 2023. Fine candy. Beautiful, beautiful girl from the north. You burn my heart with a flickering torch. I had a dream that no one else could see. You gave me love for free. Free. Candy, candy, I can't let you go. All my life you're wanting me. I love you so. Candy, 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 you go. Life is crazy. Candy, baby.
Yeah. Well, it hurt me real bad when you left. Hey, I'm glad you got out, but I miss you. I've had a hole in my heart for so long. I've learned to fake it and just smile along. Down on the street, those men are all the same. I need a love, not games, not games. Candy, candy, candy,
I can't let you go.
All my life, you're haunting me.
Thank you for inviting me to do that with you guys. That was very, very,
yeah,
very
Linda,
nice.
Yeah, Linda doing the B-52 girls part. What's her name?
Kate Pearson.
Kate Pearson. Right.
What a powerhouse.
Right. And who, you know, we couldn't think of anybody better to join us than Linda.
It sounded wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you guys have a show tonight.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Girl with the Hawk.
Go ahead.
He's in the house.
Yeah, time to plug stuff.
And it ties into our brother Dan, who's
here. Yes. Yes, Dan. Tell him about it.
Hey, everybody needs to come down to the C-Note tonight. We're going to rock the place. Rock the place. We got Girl with the Hawk. We've got the Midnight Callers who were on earlier. And to finish the night, the Glow Box.
Yes.
The Glow Box. Man, I'm telling you. You can't beat that show.
No.
Not with a stick.
Or a bat.
We're very excited. Yeah, come walk along the boardwalk. It looks like the weather is lightening up. Tonight at the C-Note in Hull. Yes.
Great. I've had Glow Box on the show before.
The doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8. Be there early because Girl with the Hawk is going on at 8 o'clock.
Yes. Thank you, Dan.
What's your favorite Glow Box song?
Oh gosh!
Put you on the spot.
I'm
not gonna have the brand new one.
Okay.
So admission is that I'm learning about them. I just all you know.
Right.
In the house here, huge fan already. Like their recorded stuff is great. Single that they put out just after pandemic broke, kind of caught my attention. And we're playing with them, so you know, if I can plug a show.
Right ahead.
Glowbox and Little Billy Lost and Holy Smoke have a show at Faces in Malden.
Great place, yeah.
Sweet. Which I love. I was introduced to that a little while ago, and they booked us with Glowbox, Little Billy Lost, and Holy Smoke on Friday, July 28th. And it was literally, I heard Glowbox on, I think, Mike's show.
Mike Newman, yeah.
Mike Newman's show.
He turned me on.
And I literally found them on Facebook and were like, dudes, we have to play together. Because they're just that good.
Right, great.
So
pick
I had them on a long time ago.
Pick a song, Brian.
I'm gonna go with Rotoscope Down just because I don't know what a rotoscope is. But we're gonna do that later on. I'm not gonna do that right now. I got that in the system.
Great. Queued up, ready to go.
Yes.
All right.
What would you like to play next? It's your turn.
I don't have a guitar.
No, but you got a stack of vinyl.
Do you have a list? Do I get to pick a song?
Well, I was going to. Yeah, I was going to kind of get into Urge Overkill if you want to do a little bit of that.
Sure.
You fan?
I know the song that was on Pulp Fiction.
No. Great song.
Yeah.
Great
girl.
You can't deny that it's a phenomenal cover, right?
Oh yeah, it is. Neil Diamond song.
But we'll turn you on to the real Urge Overkill. So pop that in.
All righty.
They just lost their bass player, right?
They lost their drummer.
We might even have this in the system.
Yeah,
but
you probably have saturation, but I brought it just in case.
You're so prepared, Tom. You're so pro.
Brian. I told them, bring Brian. Everything on CD.
I know.
Dave thinks,
I didn't get the memo.
Dave thinks vinyl's an old school thing. CDs are an old school thing. I get made fun of. I am an old school guy. I'm into CDs.
I love it.
So,
what number are on Urge Overkill?
So, I don't know the number, but I wanted you to play, I want you to play Crack Babies.
Uh-oh. What number is that? You don't know?
Oh, no. Titles don't come up on your CD player?
It doesn't come up on this one, no.
Pick anything but look. Anything but song three. Pick the first song. Pick song one.
All
Sister
right.
of Anna.
Song three is always the best song.
That's why you're not picking that one.
Does everyone know that?
That's a rule. Right. That's a rule.
I think Dave's working on a new single called Song 3.
That's right. That's right.
Urge Overkill, Off Saturation. It's you can tell me what song this is after it gets going. And how come I don't hear it? Because it's not hooked up right, that's why.
Thinking.
Woo.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to keep going? Woo. MFO with Todd, Dave, and Linda.
And Dan and Brian.
And Dan and Lisa.
Yes.
The gang's all here. Thank you, Brian. Gang. What'd you think of that Urge Overkill jam?
Very cool. I'll have to play them more.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
I knew I liked the song on Pulp Fiction, but that's so different than the other stuff, isn't it?
It's a really clever cover, and they did a great job.
Yeah, yeah.
So, tragically, they lost their drummer last week. Blackie Onassis. We haven't heard, you know, how or
rest in peace.
But yeah, rock and power, rest in peace. That guy, you know, very signature, super powerful, very musical, had a lot to do with their production, had a lot to do with the band itself.
Well, that goes out to him writer. And
so
his family.
That's to Blackie and his family. And this one's to celebrating that record turning 1993, Urge Overkill, Saturation, and here's a little number called Positive Bleeding.
Hey, look around today. Everything don't need to be the same.
Belted that one out.
Yeah.
You want to keep going? You got more sure, live stuff? How yes, many live ones you got?
We got more than you've got time for.
what about you, my friend?
I'll hang with you guys.
All right. All right.
I got to leave in like 15.
Great.
All right. Well,
what are yours?
I'll do another one of the false positive songs then.
Sweet.
All right.
All right. This is a This may be the next song I record on Rock Garden Records. Maybe we'll have to see.
So.
I hope that their people can negotiate with my people, and they can come to some sort of.
She's
agreement,
over there,
but, you know,
Dave. You want to talk to that one?
You know. Anyway, this one is.
I'll pull some strings.
So this is a song I want to send out to Lisa, Lisa Button, and it's called "Eyes Wide Open."
say goodbye. Feels like I'm holding my breath. I can't believe my heart's on my sleeve. I've taken my leave of sense. Eyes wide open, the writing's on the wall. Eyes wide open, now come on, come on, open your eyes. Don't understand about your master plan. I'm taking the easy way out. All I know, I love you so. Can't see a shadow of doubt. Eyes wide open, the writing's on the wall. Eyes wide open, now come on, come on.
Signed. Okay, Rock Garden Records.
All right.
Right
here. We sealed the deal just now, Brian. Thank you for your help.
Congratulations,
Dave. Thank you.
When you sell it like that, it's not hard.
Great All right. Song, so I guess, Brian, that means you get a cut. Because you
All right on.
Yeah, so you're going to have to negotiate with Lisa.
Right. Okay.
Dan and Brian need to step outside with Lisa for a serious... negotiation session.
Yeah. Look out.
My money's on her.
Yeah.
I mean, look at those pants.
Hey. I'm not betting against her.
The money
no
but
way.
Mama.
Anyway. All right. You want to do another one, buddy?
She has checkered pants on, by the way. That match her. They're bell bottoms that match her Mini Cooper.
Yes. They do.
So there's a little theme, Dave, running through the covers you picked.
Yeah. You want to do that one?
I do.
All right.
Yeah. I think
so. This is a Small Faces song that I got turned on to many years ago by my good friend Cam Ackland. So I'd like to send this one out to him. This was one that Cam and I were putting together a little band right before I left town, and we did this a couple of times. So I hope you enjoy.
Which song?
This is called Get Yourself Together. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
We'll just sing.
All right.
I mean, I can play a song and let you restring that.
You know what? I think we're just going to keep this going. All right?
Okay.
So, you've already heard the guitar intro. So I want your audience to just kind of splice this together in their heads, okay?
Yes.
Good job, everybody. 2, 3, 4.
You say just like you, so take my lead, yeah. You see me as a friend, but I'm a friend in need, yeah. You need me, I'm right here, right beside you now. Can't you see me? Get yourself together now. It'll be alright, yeah. Get yourself together now. And I say it's gonna be, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
You all set doing the live stuff? Or, I mean, I can play a couple of songs and let you guys restring that if you want.
So I brought the Cars disc, and on that Holy Smoke CD I gave you, there is a song that...
Your Bye Bye Love?
Yeah. Is that a possibility?
Oh, yes. That's a good Everything's idea. A possibility.
I love your attitude.
I know, Brian, you're the coolest, honestly.
Number two for you. All right, here's Holy Smoke's cover of the Cars' Bye Bye Love.
Yep.
Right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Bye. Life's the same, I'm moving in stereo. Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same, you're shaking like tremolo. Life's the same, it's all inside you. It's so easy to play up and break down. It's so easy to cry in the window. It's so easy to fool with the sound.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Girl with a Hawk.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah!
Woo! For that, Moving in Stereo, it's not the one you're used to. It was from the Cars Deluxe Edition.
The trip down...
right into the mic.
That version was like a trip down a foggy road or something. That was, you know, turned off the wrong exit and kept going.
It was a little different. I like the original better, but it's good to hear different stuff.
Well, we're really excited to have Linda in with us today, and thanks for playing the Romantic.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah, Linda.
Have a great show tonight. Dan, you want to talk about the show, please?
Hey, one more time, guys. Don't miss this show. This is going to be an epic show tonight, a beach party at the C-Note. Linda and Girl with the Hawk goes on at 8 o'clock. Then the Midnight Callers, great band. From Jersey on Gem Records, and then to finish off the night, Glowbox. If you miss this one, they're going to be talking about it, and they're going to say, why the hell didn't I go?
Yeah, everybody out there has to go straight to Hull.
Directly.
Straight to Hull.
Straight to Hull, the C-Note in Hull.
Boom, tiss.
Thank you. I'm here all week, folks.
Thank you,
guys.
Dan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, Dan.
So, Brian, what do you think? You want to throw us out of here or what?
No, we're going to do a couple more, aren't we?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm going to play, and Dave's going to help me get through the first the first Holy Smoke single, which is a little bit of backstory, took a long time to make, right? A lot of years, a lot of different band members, a lot of people not really sure what I was going to do. And through the beauty of the internet, a gentleman from Australia reached out to me to get some help writing a song. Not a musician, guy who had some lyrics and found me online, you know, kind of stumbled onto our social media, some my social media stuff, and said, "Hey, I'm looking for a songwriter." Da da da. Long story short, it morphed into what is now Tuned In Antenna Up, and through a miraculous series of events, it ends up at the inbox of one of my favorite mix engineers on the planet, a guy by the name of Chris Lord Alge, and just look him up.
Lord Alge?
Yeah. Lord Alge.
Yeah.
And
he's
his brother
all your
Tom
favorite records.
Lord Alge. They've basically mixed most of what all of us have grown up on and listened to.
Yeah.
You know, and so the song ends up on Chris's mixing desk. He got right back to me and said, "I love it. I'm happy to mix this." And it literally, the song, you'll hear it, the song kind of talks and gives nods to a bunch of the
right
people we all love and know. So this is Tuned In, Antenna Up, and you'll get it. So.
All right.
As high as it would go, daydream dialing delivered me jukebox heroes in the frequency. You'd be Keith and I'd be Mick. We'd rock all day, singing Satisfaction. Sometimes we sound okay. Job on a loading dock. Joined a band imitating Bon Scott. All the while, what I really admired: stacks of high watt amplifiers. Stash my cash for a trip to Toontown. Heroes, axes, they stared me down. Gibsons, Fenders. String and me.